First Lady Michelle Obama walked into yesterday's African American caucus meeting with a purpose. She wanted delegates and volunteers to know she and her husband, the president, needed their help.
We don't have a single minute to waste. You know, not a single minute. We are going to need all of you to get out there and work like you've never worked before.
Mrs. Obama's soft-spoken cadence suddenly picked up steam when she made a special plea to the folks representing Florida, where President Obama won by only 236,000 votes.
And if you think that's close, don't forget that we won North Carolina by just 14,000 votes. Now, that's just 5 votes per precinct. That's right, 5 people.
Marvin Bias of Charlotte was in the room when Mrs. Obama made her plea. He wasn't hard to miss in his bright red NC State polo shirt.
Are you worried about the African-American vote if blacks will come out?
No. I know what the media says, but I'm at the lowest level at the grassroots of this campaign. I'm in the neighborhoods where people don't want to go. You'd be surprised how many young people that can vote are ready to vote. What I hear most is, I'm ready to vote today. I hear that a lot.
But there are 2 issues that could affect the African-American vote for the president: the country's high unemployment rate and Mr. Obama's support for same-sex marriage. Here's a radio ad that's currently getting heavy airplay on predominantly African-American radio stations in the Raleigh market.
Pastor Patrick Wooden.
African-Americans proudly celebrated Barack Obama's historic election as president in 2008. It was the African-American community that helped him win here in North Carolina. But President Obama has turned his back on the values of our community with his strong endorsement of the homosexual movement.
The ad was paid for by the National Organization for Marriage.
Join me in saying no more to President Obama.
Scott Keeter is the director of survey research for the Pew Research Center. He spent years tracking America's growing support for same-sex marriage, but support in the South lags far behind the nation. And Keeter says African Americans in the South are even more conservative.
You know, we've seen a debate going on for a long time that says that while blacks continue to be very strongly supportive of the Democratic Party and Democratic candidates, that there are relatively high levels of religiosity and their social conservatism provides the Republicans with opportunities to pick them off and get votes from them.
But Keeter says Pew Research hasn't seen any evidence that this conservatism has affected black support for President Obama. Meanwhile, the Reverend Jesse Jackson has been telling delegates in Charlotte that North Carolina has more than 500,000 unregistered African-American voters. And yesterday, the National NAACP announced a new partnership with major African-American Baptist conventions to help register voters in time for the November election. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.